Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with a live devotional for you. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Revelation, verses chapter 21, and we're going to read in verse 5. So Revelation 21, 5. And while you guys are turning here, or turning there, I should say. Tonight's devotional is entitled, Make All Things New. Or Jesus Makes All Things New. Or just in a simpler title, All Things New. And this would have been a good one for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. But I was actually not able to do a devotional on New Year's Day, so we're going to do it today, and hopefully this will be a blessing for you guys. And so if you're there, we'll go ahead and read the verse. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, it says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. I make all things new." Now, when we take a look at one who was born again, we know that before a person was born again, they were lost sinners on their way to hell. And there's a point in their life when that person came to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and what he did for them at the cross. Amen. And so when a lost sinner becomes a sinner saved by grace through faith, okay, we see that there is a change. There was an old nature and there was a new nature. Okay? The Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, the work and power of the Holy Ghost, changes that person and makes that person new. You know, it says in the Bible, I believe in 2 Corinthians, God says that anyone in Christ is a new creature. Let's actually find that real quick. But the Bible says that anyone in Christ is a new creature. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Amen. So, when a person comes to Christ, old things are passed away, all things have become new. And we see that in this context verse that we just read this evening. It says, Jesus says, "I make all things new." So when a lost sinner repents of their sins, turns to Christ, and puts their faith and trust in Christ, Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost, makes that person new. And makes them a new creature with a new man and a new nature. Okay? Now, with that said, every year on December 31st is New Year's Eve. And December 31st is the last day of the year until January 1st. We know that back in 2020, we've had some hardships. We had COVID struck. We had the very contentious election, which, believe it or not, is still going on. it's not over yet. The election isn't over yet, because with all the the House will count all the tomorrow the House will count all the electoral votes, and there are people that there and if there are those that will actually be in opposition and contest a lot of those votes. So, you know, but we see that last year was a very interesting year. Last year was the whole it all started with the Trump impeachment, and they couldn't succeed. Trump was acquitted of all charges, and then it was shortly after that COVID hit, and it was actually COVID had already started going on, but actually came to the U.S. and hit the U.S. pretty hard. And we see that a lot of things were shut down. Things were just, it was just a disaster. And then you had, you know, then you got into the election season with the primaries. And you had, the end of the primaries. You had then the final two with Trump and Biden. And then you had, you know, more COVID, and then mixed in all that was the killer bees, the killer hornets, and it was just, it was a very chaotic and unprecedented year for a lot of people. A lot of people lost livelihoods, they lost jobs, just, it was just mass hysteria everywhere, even in Christian circles, just a bunch of mass hysteria. People getting tired of all the lockdowns and all the just irregularities just going around about the Constitution being under attack, still is. And you just see a whole bunch of things that happened last year. But when January 1st hit, we see it's a brand new year. Okay. Now, as some of you, this might be really hard for all you to take a look and to see it in this way. But just as a lost sinner comes to Christ and becomes new and becomes a new creature, and Christ makes that person brand new, every year is a brand new year. Regardless of what may happen, regardless of God's judgments that may come upon the land, regardless of a lot of things, every year is a new year. A new year to look forward to, a new year that we can praise God for, we can praise and worship and thank God for what He has given us and for what He will give to us. And so I want to encourage you this evening that as we have entered in this new year, as we continue forward in this new year, that we don't look at the negative. Although it is, I do think that there is a time to expose the negative. There is a time to warn about the negative. There is a time for that. But regardless of who's going to be getting in office, and regardless of all the stuff that's going on, there is things that we can be thankful for. So I want to encourage all of us tonight, let us move forward, pressing towards the mark of our callings through Christ Jesus. And let's take a look at the year that God has given us this year. We are to forget that which is behind us, whether it is good or bad. Let us let 2020 be as it is. And let's take a look at 2021. Christ has the power to make lost sinners into born again believers, to make people new again. How much more can He take every year and make every year new again? for he makes all things new. This year is a new year. And let us focus on what God can do during this year. You know, I've heard a lot of people talk about how Trump's going to get in office. He'll stay in office and, you know, how he'll stay in there for another 4 years and all that stuff. I've also heard chatter that, no, he's not going to, you know, he's going to leave. Biden's going to be in and all that stuff. But let's just disregard all that for a minute, okay? Let me just pose a question for every one of us tonight. God is going to give what is best and needful for us. So keep that in mind when it comes to what's going to be happening tomorrow. Maybe at this time, Trump is not the best person. It's not best for us that Trump stays in. Perhaps maybe it is best for us that Biden gets in. Now you might say, well, Brandon, how can you say such things? That's, you know, tyranny is going to come and socialism is going to come and all this stuff. Well, let me tell you something. Even through the midst of socialism and all that and communism, God will preserve his people. And sometimes I think that before, you know, I think before there can be even more, even more Gentiles to come to get saved. Sometimes I think we might have to go through a wilderness. And so, when we think on what may come this year, think about the blessings that God will give to us as per being in the wilderness. If it is the case that we are to be in the wilderness, remember God provided Israel while they were in the wilderness, and the Israelites were blessed beyond measure, and yet people still murmured and complained against God. But God was gracious to them. God gave them grace and mercy. He gave them grace and mercy even through the times of being in the wilderness. How much more will God do that for his people if we are to enter in through a time of wilderness? Sure, we see things coming down the pipeline that is not good. But rest assured that Christ is on the throne, and he is in control. And he's in control of even the most wicked and vile devils. But let us not forget, this is a brand new year. A time to reflect, a time to pray, a time to praise, a time to worship, a time to serve, a time to fear. When I say a time to fear, I mean fear the Lord. A time to fear the Lord. A time to work. A time to serve. But most importantly, a time to be diligent. A time to warn. A time to preach. A time to praise. Much easier said than done. Amen. 2020 was a very uncertain year with uncertain events. Let us put 2020 behind us and move forward, looking forward to our blessed hope. If we go to, I believe it is Jude. Well, actually, I'm not sure. Let me look this up too, because I might be wrong. It's Titus, not Jude. And Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. We see that things are getting bad and things are only going to get worse. We need to make the best use of our time to serve Christ and to serve the Lord. I also need to make time and best use of my time to serve the Lord. Let us look forward to that blessed hope. Yes, we should look back at the cross and what Christ did. There are times that is needful and that we need to be reminded of what Christ did at the cross. When Christ died on the cross, he made all things new. Jesus Christ made this a whole new year and made this a new year. So let us take this new year and let us remind ourselves that Christ makes all things new. But it's only through Christ that he makes all things new. Sometimes I think we need to be reminded. How can so-and-so get away with things? How can the wicked be flourishing and prospering and getting away with things that, you know, how can they get away with such things? Let us remember they haven't gotten away with it. For one of these days they will stand before Almighty God to give an account for what they've done on this earth. As we will also give an account to what we did in this body, whether good or bad. Christ makes this year new. So let's make use of this year. Let's be diligent in this year. And let's serve this year. Let's teach this year. Let's preach this year. Let's do what we can for Christ this year. For Christ makes all things new. When this year winds down on December 31st, 2021, on December 31st, 2021, this year will wind down. And it will be January 1st of 2022. It will be a whole new year. All over again. Full of ups and downs, full of possibilities, even uncertainty, like every other year. But as we are not yet even close to December 31st of 2021, this is still a brand new year. Things to look forward to. Things to be excited about. Things that we can rejoice and be thankful about. Things that we can do to redeem the time. Things that we can do for Christ and for the benefit of His kingdom. You know, sometimes I think that we get too worried about the past. Sometimes we get too worried about the future. Okay? But Jesus said that we're not to give no thought for tomorrow. And let's read that. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? And we'll go ahead and we'll read that whole thing. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore nor thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We, a lot of times, like to think of the past. We also tend to worry about the future. I myself am one of those that tend to worry about what will happen. But Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. I want to challenge us for this year. I want to challenge myself and everyone who is listening to this video. I want to challenge you on this. Don't worry about what happened in the past. Don't even worry about what will happen in the future. But just worry about today. Just worry about today. You see, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And sometimes I kind of wonder why we have a tendency to worry about things tomorrow when we're not even guaranteed tomorrow. As hard as it is, we should focus on the right here and right now. Because the right here and now is more so important than anything that's going to happen a year from now or even tomorrow. The right here and now is what matters the most. What happened in the past has happened in the past. Let us forget those things that have happened in the past, pressing towards the mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. Let's focus on now and what we should be doing now. Amen. Let's not get wrapped up about what's going to happen. Let's not get wrapped up about what has happened. But let's take one day at a time. For Christ makes all things new. And if Christ can take a lost sinner and transform him into something new, and if he can take every year and make it new, how much more can he take every day and make it a new day? How much more can he take every hour and make it a new hour? How much more can he take every minute and make it a new minute? How much more can he take every second and make it a new second? Christ makes all things new. And one of these days, in the later future, Christ will make a new heaven and a new earth. All the elements shall be burned with fervent heat, and Christ will make all things new. And he makes all things new. Christ made all things new at the cross. Christ makes all things new every year. And Christ will make all things new in the future. So I want to encourage you today that Christ makes all things new every day, every second of every minute, of every hour, and of every day, of every month, and every year. Christ makes all things new. Amen. So with that said, I hope this was a blessing to you. I hope that if there's anybody that watches this, that if only one person got what I said through all my ramblings and just if anybody got anything out of this at all, it was worth it. Let us focus on today. Let us forget that which is behind and focus on today and start pressing towards that prize. Running our race with endurance. Running our race, finishing the course. For there is a crown laid up for me, and not just me only, but all those who have finished their course. Remember that. When we pass on to go home, we will be made new. We will receive a new body. We will receive a new name in which only we will know. It is through Christ on the cross that He makes all things new. Because it was by His death and resurrection, we can go home to be with the Lord. And when we go home to be with the Lord, we will be made into His image. We will be made in His likeness. And we will be like the sons of God. We will be made new. And we will be there forever and ever with Him. Amen. So, that is it for my devotion tonight. Hope that you guys got something out of this. Please pray for me, as I will be working this week and just going to be hopefully just taking some time to study up for the study that we'll be doing in Romans chapter 2 on Friday. And if the Lord wills, on Sunday we will be doing the lust of the eyes. And we'll see how that goes. But anyways, I love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a great night. And we'll see you all on Friday. God bless you guys. See ya. Love you.